Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Kevin Favor, sitting with Captain Scott Shank.
That's
and
me.
Rookie Ricky's back.
He's back in town.
He's back in town. Yeah.
Golly dang, that work schedule just doing a little conflicting
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I was talking to him because I asked him if he retired,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. He's like, dude, I just haven't gotten any charters. And I said, well, I said, do you want to come talk fishing? He goes, absolutely.
Nice.
Talking's better than not fishing.
Absolutely.
Or better than nothing.
What's wrong?
I can't hear anything. I can't hear you guys at all.
Really?
No.
Well, you just have to deal with it.
Okay. Well, all my levels are down.
Those are the wrong levels.
No, I'm on that one. No, I'm not. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Can you hear me, Mike? Oh. I'm a little low. Yeah. I just wondered because I can't hear none of you guys in my earphones.
How about that?
Oh, there we go. That's a little bit better.
Okay. All right. It's all good. This technology stuff.
Yeah, you know. Just we're good.
So last week, we had a long conversation, you know, because we looked at the weather forecast on Thursday, and the wind was going to switch to northeast on Sunday. And, it not hard, but enough that this time of year it's just, you know, get the mullet stirring around and stuff. Talking to Captain Kirk for Sunday and Monday, and he's like, dude, it's dead. And talking to the guys here, St. Augustine, they're like, dude, it's dead. They're not moving yet, you know. And
yeah,
I had a full day tarpon trip on Tuesday, which I thought my timing was going to be, like, perfect.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's not easy catching them inshore.
Nope.
But if you have the patience and you have the time, normally you can catch one or two, you know, and in a seven-hour trip, you can kind of pattern something. It was dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was dead. I mean, I had three blow-ups three times. You know, tarpon came up and tried to eat the bait, blew it out of the water, never even hooked him up. And Wednesday?
Baby, bar the door.
Yeah, it was like,
hello,
somebody,
light switch.
Somebody opened up the floodgates, man.
It was
and
so
let
good.
Them out because they started pouring out of the inlet on Wednesday, and today was probably not quite as good.
There's some big fish in there, though, today, dude.
Oh, there was some giant tarpon
I'm telling
in there.
You, bouncing off the rocks.
Yes.
That's how hard. I swear to you, I'm telling you the truth.
No. I mean, yeah, bouncing off the rocks.
And when I tell you that when you look down the jetties, it looked like rain the entire length going down the
well,
jetties.
Well, he fished. He fished a couple days this week at the jetties.
Yeah, okay. I fished just Monday night and Tuesday night.
Okay.
Night, as in like really night.
No, just before it got dark. I caught the slack tide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, it was National Geographic though today.
Yeah, it was good.
Mixed sizes of mullet or?
No, all today was all finger mullet pouring out. Like on Wednesday, it was all big mullet, what we call crab bait.
Right.
Yeah.
7 to 10 inch mullet.
Yeah.
And. But the weird thing was, inside of Salt Run, I threw the net for us that one. And, dude, I mean, I came out with some freaking doorstops.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, what the hell is that? And I just threw it. I mean, I mean, I'm talking legit, no rowing them, of course, it's way too early, but, I mean, they were legit 3-4 pounders.
Good going, smoking fish.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't want them taking up the air in my live well.
Right.
So they got thrown a putt. I mean, I made a net on, I made a throw on them that was, they were all doorstop. I mean, huge. But, anyhow.
Heck
but,
yeah.
There's plenty. And, man, then on Wednesday, was it? I mean, black clouds just going down the center of the river.
Yeah,
going north.
Yep.
Fish all in them.
Yep.
But fast. You had, there was really no way. How do you fish that? You don't really, really.
You don't. Yeah.
They're moving so damn fast. I mean, they were, I don't know, maybe 2 pickup trucks wide.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a black ball just like pogies on the beach. And they were just headed north.
Yeah, because on Tuesday, again, having a full day, fished obviously the entire incoming tide because low tide was like 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And fished the usual spots, the bridges, the jetties. And, I mean, this was basically a tarpon trip. That's what they wanted to catch, you know what I mean? So I did end up rigging up some rods, at least letting them catch some jacks while we were, you know, I mean, because – you got to catch something, you know. And I had a kid on the boat, too, you know, who wanted his first tarpon. But I'm like, you know, let's let the kid catch something, you know. And first off, these are great people. I've fished with them numerous times before, and they were patient. You know, they understood what we were trying to do. But the last hour of that incoming tide, because we didn't see any mullet all day that day. Like they were hard. It was hard to catch.
Wow.
But the last hour of that incoming tide, they started pouring around the north jetty. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time that I was like, oh.
Here we go.
Yeah. And there was fish in there.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't, you know. It wasn't
enough to fish with. There was a blow up here or there.
Right.
Because he stayed out there and I went to the docks.
Yep.
And watched them as they came around. And you'd see one of them blow up, but it wasn't like it was, you know, shoot them off like firework, you know. Then
this is Tuesday.
Yeah, this is Tuesday. And then
Monday
Wednesday.
Evening, they were on fire. There was tons of tarpon, like late in the evening.
Well, and Scott will tell you, I've talked about this numerous times. If I could do charters in the evening, during the mullet run, especially, and
10 to 3 in the morning, I'm there.
10
at night to like 3 in the morning.
No. I'm talking about like go like 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. till dark.
Yeah,
4 p.m. to dark.
I would like to do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I mean, why do you want to tarpon fish at night?
I don't know. You're still going to put them in the air. There's
no,
lakes.
You're not.
Fishing the bridge.
No, I mean, it's that's totally takes everything out of it. You can't watch the bait. Can't watch the fish jump. I mean.
But they're feeding. They're right. They're not.
No, you're right. They are feeding. But yeah. I think the last 2 hours of daylight is the time to go.
If that ocean would calm down right now with these little afternoon thunderstorms coming in right now, I guarantee I'd be out that inlet.
It's kind of like a tuna fish. They like that low light condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you caught a fish, a tarpon, on Monday night?
Monday night. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I saw the pictures of it.
Yeah, especially the 17-foot little runabout. Yeah. And a little stump knocker. That takes a little bit of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Ricky's trying to figure out something else to do. He's like, man, I've got to start doing more charters, so I got to figure out this tarpon fishing and red fishing.
And that big boat's kind of expensive to drag around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a two-man boat, baby.
Yeah, the little
boat. He's just tough luck.
It was fun. I've never fished. I've never caught a big tarpon on the little boat. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time.
Oh, it drags you all around. You don't got to do nothing.
Nothing.
Just
pulls
me.
Until he gets tired.
Yep. Keep pulling.
It's cool.
He'll finally slow down.
Yep. Lots of air time, and he's right there. He doesn't take any drag.
Nope.
And plus, you said you caught it basically on a slack tide?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, about an hour before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, which always helps because when you get the little boat and they drag you out the inlet, then it's no fun.
Had that going on yesterday, and I said,
you're
going to break him off.
This one brought us to Comanche Cove, brought us up there, Conch House.
The Conch House.
Brought us up in the run,
No kidding, he went up in the run?
Went up in the run and came back, and we ended up right there at the rocks,
How long did you find him?
Not long, 20, 30 minutes. It wasn't
damn,
very
he
long
must
fight.
Have been... Jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he didn't drag us all the way up in there. He just went
okay.
That way.
I was thinking, man, the Kalk House and back to the jetties in 20 minutes.
Got him a goop. Hey, I was coming back out with it. That's my kind of tarpon.
Yeah, yeah. Holy cow.
He was kind of like, I mean, he was dragging the boat fast, though. It was cool to feel. I've just never been a part of anything like that. I like it now. I'm hooked.
Yep.
Put a fight chair on a
front. It's easy to get hooked on. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, right now with this mullet run going on, I mean, it's just, there's so much to do. Everything wants to eat a mullet.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody in my charter, and our charters say it too. We're fishing pokey pods. Well, what? Well, they're looking at that one fish that doesn't look like the rest of them. That's why he eats it. You know, I mean, it's.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Well, why? Look at all these mullet are pouring down here. Why are these reds chewing? One, they're not on the bottom. Redfish is not going to come up top out here to eat. Because, by the way, bull sharks are really, really bad right now at the jetties. Folks, please don't fall in the water or decide to swim.
Yeah, they are bad.
Dude, that was a 28-inch red, and he got cut right behind the gills today.
Yep.
Then another one slapped the side of the boat. Oh, yeah. No, no hands in the water. I can promise you.
Couple.
No, I've never been – I've always been the opposite. Show me where the bait is.
Yes, and I'm going that way.
And I'm going to fish.
Because I just – if there's bait, there's going to be fish. And I could tell you, just like Kevin, watching the progression this whole week.
Yeah.
Because I fished all week. And – all of a sudden now, docks that I had fished earlier in the week and or the tail end of last week and I wasn't doing nothing, I mean, they're on fire. I mean, I caught reds all the way up and down the line today, all on the docks, and I haven't caught reds on a dock in a long time.
Fish the inlets is what you're saying.
No, I'm staying. No, I don't. There's no reason to run up into a creek or anything.
Right.
I mean, they're all rat reds. I mean, I've heard that from numerous other guys.
I've heard that too, which is good news.
Which is great news. I mean, Matanzas is going off. I mean, Mayport should be going off.
Oh, Kirk. I mean, I got a text from Kirk yesterday. He said, man, the mullet run is finally on fire. So,
you know,
it's that time of year.
It's that time of year, and it doesn't matter. I mean, all the bridges every day this week, there's probably been, I don't think anybody works anymore. There's at least 8 or 10 or 12 boats lining up all the bridges.
I think I'm going to take my charter on the bridge tomorrow.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been lined up there all week long.
Yep, and they've
it don't matter.
Them too.
All bridges.
Yeah. That northeast wind we had Tuesday afternoon, we tried to fish on the rocks, and wind was coming 20, 25 out of the north.
Yeah, when you called me.
Yeah.
And that's struggle. Just, then you got to pick your bridge. So then you might need to run down to the 312.
Yeah.
Because then you can either fish that west side or that east side. If the wind's out of the northeast, fish that west side, and it'll hold you straight into it. You'll be out of the wind.
Yeah.
It'll hold you with the tide. I'm just telling you.
Find some structure.
Everybody's catching them right now.
Yeah.
They are. 641-1010. 641-1010. You listen to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Favors sitting with Captain Scott Shank. And Rookie Ricky, Captain Rookie, is in. And we're gonna talk a little bit about, like, what you've got coming up. Because you do some different stuff in the wintertime than we do.
Yeah.
And we can't do. And we don't do.
Wahoo.
Wahoo, exactly.
Yeah, man.
We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
Ain't that the story of our life right
now? Captain Scott Shank do air guitar is not pretty.
We are on a crazy train right now, baby.
Not pretty.
Not crazy train, gravy train.
Yeah, gravy train.
Gravy train.
Thank gosh, finally.
All right, I think we got Captain Leon, and he's just become our buddy for the last couple of weeks.
It's getting old.
And when he gets a bay boat, I think he's just going to live with us.
I'm going to be your little shadow.
Yeah, you better pick a number.
Scotty and Kevin's little shadow. They're going to pull up to a dock and be like, "Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Got a little room for me?"
Did you see him try to inch in between me and Rob? Did you see that when he pulled
up? I did.
Up
I saw that today. I was
and
like,
Rob looks at him and goes, "What the hell?"
No, dude.
I could have fit.
Rick,
oh,
listen,
you
there,
fit.
There wasn't 10 feet between.
Oh, there was enough room for me to fit. There was.
Oh, my gosh.
Now. It was Rob Bennett, me, and him, and Kevin.
Yeah.
And we weren't, 25 foot of boat. There was maybe 100 foot total between us three that we had
yeah.
to take
it. I mean, we were bowed astern.
We were bowed astern.
I mean, we were tangling each other up, okay?
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah my car.
And,
yeah.
You know, he had to keep his fish out of my trolling motor and blah, blah, blah. So Leon comes up there, and I was wondering, I thought he was going to stay outside the boat.
That's what I thought.
And
tarpon fish back that way.
No. I thought he was going to stay between because he couldn't get in there. I thought he was going to tell his guys, just throw in that gap right there.
That was hysterical. Rob goes, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I pulled up. I just wanted to look to see what was going on between you two. I mean, it looked really fun in there. And I went, well, I guess I better mosey on down here. Oh, hi, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
And then Leon
gets all anchored up, and he looks at me and he goes, you're not catching anything, are you? And I said, not a damn thing. And he goes, it's right there. And I said, I know. I said, but Leon, I can't get any closer than I am.
We were ping ponging them off each other. It was fun there for a little while.
Here's the deal. Leon and I weren't on the table. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We were on the outside looking in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was like watching people get Christmas gifts, and there were none for us.
That's exactly right. You know, the two guys that I had on the boat, they're like, you know, what the hell? And I said, look, just keep fishing, you know, because
you might get a table scrap.
You know, I said, we're not going to catch them like they're catching them. You know, I said, yeah, you might get a table scrap here and there. And we did.
It was ugly.
You did?
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah.
We were tripled up most of
the time. Yeah, they're tripled up.
I just left.
No, yeah. I mean, it was,
like I said, a 50 feet, 40 feet bite of fish. I pulled up there first and started catching them. Rob comes in behind me.
So, in front of you.
In front of me.
Kevin?
And Kevin calls me.
This is what happened. Scotty calls me. Hey, man, is there anyone down at the end of the rocks? There ain't no one down there, Scotty. I thought there was four boats down there. Scotty, what part of there's no boats down at the end of the rocks?
Around the corner.
Okay, I'll head down there. Yeah, I never got another phone call from them. Like, yeah, they're down here. Never got a phone call. You know what?
I did call my little buddy, and I said, if there's nothing going on in the North Jetty, you might want to slide over
here. Yeah, and I had the North Jetty by myself first thing this morning on a perfect tide. And
yes,
those little guys were rolling in there, those 30, 40-pounders, and missed two right off the bat. Caught, you know, three or four big jacks, a Ciro.
Oh, you caught another Ciro?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
You know, but the bait just quit running. Mm-hmm. I mean, once the tide backed off. I know it was still with the. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, but, I'm just saying there's a constant way how that tide flows. It comes around that North Jetty that. Once it backs off a little bit,
right,
I'm not
you're right.
Say slow.
You're
back
right.
Back
right.
off, but the flow quits coming around.
But Leon, here's the honest to goodness truth. I wouldn't have left, but I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning like, oh my God, forgot to charge my trolling motor batteries.
Oh.
So yeah, and I burned them up. I had a full day charter, you know, on Tuesday. They're at 20%. So I wake up at 5 o'clock this morning, run out there, plug them in, come back in on the couch and just chill out for an hour and a half. And when I, you know, go to pull out the driveway, I check my indicator and it's on 2 instead of 4.
Mm.
So when I go to the North Rocks, I mean, you're not that far from the rocks.
Right.
And it's a very rough place.
It is. It's not.
You
I
know
mean,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and it moves.
Yeah, it moves. So even it wasn't uncomfortable, but the trolling motor kept coming out of the water. I had the big motor on, obviously, but I was just uncomfortable because I kept thinking that if that thing loses power and I'm maybe fighting a fish or looking down to get a bait or something like that, you know, you're next thing
you're
you know,
10
you're in
seconds
rocks.
Away from trouble.
Oh, no.
You know,
and as tight as we get on the jetties too.
Right.
I mean, one of us loses, somebody's got a $3,000 engine cowling to put on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's going through.
I mean, it's so. But I will tell you this about that. I didn't have a problem all day. I couldn't believe it.
Interstate batteries, brand new.
Yep. Interstate batteries, brand new. I mean, I
case closed.
Yep. Yep.
Every 6 months, regardless, I change mine out. Every 6 months.
Hey, Kevin, I saw the look you gave me when I was on the outside of all four boats because I was the last boat at the end of the jetties. And you were like, how you doing back there, buddy? Because it was a little sloppy back there at the end.
Yeah, you know? Well, here's what's so funny is when you anchored up behind us, the Corey, who's on the bow, he looks at me and he goes, Captain Kevin, I said, yeah. He goes, if this guy starts catching fish, he goes, we're leaving. And I'm like, I'm with you, Corey. I got you, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I had a rough day, too. I mean, I got out there at 6:30, got my bait, and I was right there at the turn of the rocks on the South Jetties, and I was ready to rock him because I was expecting the tarpon just to fire off. And
yeah, absolutely.
I honest to God, I did see some snook jump out of the water feeding on
snook?
The finger mullet.
Snook? What's a snook?
It's a snook.
No, it's a snook. It ain't a snook.
It's a snook.
What the? It's a snook, not a snook.
Oh, my gosh, Leon.
It's a snook.
Dude, you just lost like 10 charters.
And I popped a 33-inch red right out of the gate, which was a nice. I mean, he was right up in those rocks feeding. And we saw some tarpon feeding, but, gosh, I was just disappointed today in comparison to yesterday. And
on what point?
You know, at the end of the day, all
Scott, you were on the one rock that had fish.
Dude, did you see the snook up in the
Scotty.
Air?
Yeah.
That
okay,
was my
right.
dinner
so,
and Kevin's.
So that's the difference of a guy giving a report on a radio show. Dude, they're on fire. Oh, my God. And then the other guy.
And the guy that's
today.
25 feet away.
Yeah. It's like deer hunting during the rut, Leon, right?
Yeah.
The guy that's 300 yards down from you, like, oh, my God, a hot doe just came by and the bucks are everywhere. This is the greatest day ever. And you're like, crickets. You ain't seeing nothing. Nothing.
A squirrel.
You know, and you're like, yeah, a squirrel. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I did. I think I did see a squirrel on the rocks today. Yeah.
But it's just amazing how they get, I mean, it's nothing but a big highway. We all know that. But I guarantee those fish were down. There was another patch of fish that was down west of there. I got another number I'm going to check tomorrow right there.
Oh, why don't you go check that tomorrow, and Kevin and I will check out the spot you were at today.
Yeah, we'll go to Old Star Rock.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I can promise you.
All right.
Oh, man. No. It was fun, though. It was great. You know what? It's a great time for us all to be together because literally you can walk across each other's boats.
Yeah, you can.
You know? You literally can walk up, and it's great because you're like, okay, who's low on bait? I'm going to get more. You know, it's just the way it is with us. So,
well, you had a good day on the tarpon. You had a good day on the tarpon yesterday.
Oh yeah, I had a great day yesterday. I mean, everyone has their day, you know. And yesterday was a great day for me for tarpon. It really was. And you know, I had those Aussies in my boat, which I love so much. And we had a greater hammerhead come up to the boat. I literally had to pull the boat away from them because, like, you're not throwing to that thing. Do not throw to that shark.
Right.
I mean, it was a big hammer. And I'm like, don't you dare. And, you know, we had some good tarpon on yesterday and a really good time. So, you know what? Tomorrow's another day. And you know what? The game plan is not going to change. We all got the same places we're going to go to. We know where the fish are going to be. And we'll see how it works out tomorrow.
Right.
Now,
I'll bet you tomorrow that you will have crab on your boat.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, they're down deep, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
100%.
Absolutely.
If you can fish that, because most of my fish are coming in like 20 feet of water.
Yeah.
Yes. In 20, 25 feet of water, I guarantee I'll murder them on a quarter piece of crab.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's how I would do it. That's how I would approach tomorrow.
What do you mean? You're going to be out there with us. So
I don't know. The way I'm getting, you know, You know, amazing how you get dog boxed out here and stuff like that. If you
Nobody's dog boxed.
If you leave about 15 minutes late, guess what? You're SOL. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, Scotty.
Hey, look, I had the choice this morning to go to the North Jetty or the South Jetty. And I
chose
the
North
Jetty.
I was not disappointed
with that choice because there was some fish there.
Nope.
You know, and honestly, I didn't go out to redfish today. I mean, I was going to play with the tarpon and the jacks and stuff like that, you know.
I'll tell you though, the flounder out there still, I have no idea. With four of us right there, no one of us catching a flounder on a mullet run?
Tuesday night, I saw a guy catch two. Pretty decent.
Well, I mean, I caught two today, too, or three today, but I mean, they weren't there.
Yeah.
They're a little 16-inch fish I caught underneath some docks and stuff. I mean, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying, this time of year with that mullet run, there should be more flat ones out there.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. And there should be some big fish
in there,
too.
And big fish. It should be all 4 and 5 pounders.
Yep.
So. I guarantee there's some darn good-sized snook out there, too. After all the years of lack of winters we had, I guarantee you there's some good-sized snook down there.
I'm telling you, the one I had on that jumped off, Kevin, was right in front of Kevin's boat. It was coming home. I already said it to my guys. Don't plan on it.
Yeah.
Scotty, no one cares what you got.
And by the way, before the freeze, I've hooked 3 or 4 snook at those jetties that were over 30 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've never caught a big one like that.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of them.
Yeah,
but I damn jumped sure them hooked off. Them, and I hooked them on crab bait on big. Mm-hmm. Big mullet. These weren't.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not talking about finger mullet. I'm talking I was tarpon fishing, you know, and they came up there and ate it.
Early November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've caught snook before, but never the big ones. Never seen it or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a charter fishing person. I mean,
you
go out fun fishing or whatever, and like you said, you're either October, November hunting 5-pound flounders or better, or big snook.
Yeah, Leon, there's got to be a way to target those fish, though. You know, I think they're becoming prevalent enough that we should be able to figure out some way to catch those fish.
Well, you see the people down south, they fish those inlets and they fish bottom rigs with I don't know, pilchards or whatever.
Greenies.
And it's heavy moving current.
Yeah.
But I think our problem is that we got a shark. I'm not saying a shark problem, but we got a shark population that will take that darn bait probably faster than a snook will down there. And I just see that being our problem. I mean, we can set up the rigs like they do down south, but I see the toothy catfish picking it up faster than they do.
Yeah.
I say a poppy cork, 2 feet a leader, thrown right on the rock.
And I've tried it.
Control drift the boat.
You literally may have to go to a 15-pound fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you may have to tackle way down on that. But right now, you do that and it's a jack or, you know, something else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, so, but there's enough of them there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All them docks that are incoming water when that water cleans up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever fish Matanzas? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For the snook?
Uh-huh.
Schnooks?
Schnooks.
Schnooks.
Schnook. S-H-N-O-O-K.
Had a good friend of mine that actually went down there diving for sheephead like a month or a month and a half ago or something like that. And he said, dude, he said, there's legit 30, 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guys that gig down there.
Yeah, I see more down there gigging.
Exactly. All right, Leon, we got to run. Great job as usual. And we all know where we're going to be in the morning.
Yep.
I'll see you in the morning. I'll pay
5:30.
My back.
5:30, Leon?
5:30.
No, I'm going to start at 7.
Okay.
Just a hair bit later.
All right.
Go get them.
I'll see y'all in the morning.
See you, Leon.
See ya.
641-1010, 641-1010. This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Chip Wingo.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Kevin Favor, Captain Rookie Ricky.
Hey,
and you can listen to us every Thursday night from 8 to 9.
8 to 9. I was just sitting here looking at my ad for Tyre Outlet and for all the guys, you know, like for me personally, bow season starts this weekend.
Yep.
It's next weekend in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Next weekend in Florida. Don't forget Tyre Outlet, $399 leveling kit.
Yep.
Right now for trucks. That's a pretty good deal.
I talked to Danny the other day. I got me some Yokohama 35s coming.
Nice.
And he's putting in a two and a half inch leveling kit in the front. And they are, 35, 11 inch, 10 and a half. I like narrow tires. I'm not fan of wide tires.
I'm going to go get me a set next week, too.
You should.
I can just tell you right now, and folks, I mean, it's for everybody. Leveling kit and four brand new tires, $1,328 out the door.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty damn good.
Yep.
So I'm going to be riding high on some Yokohamas.
Yeah, with your schnooks.
With my schnooks. Who the hell calls them schnook?
Yeah, I don't know.
Chip, can you control that situation around there, please?
Yes.
No. Divorce is in full effect. So.
There has been a little tension around there lately. If anybody hasn't figured that out,
there'll be a lot more, especially on the water with schnook.
Wow.
So, what is a schnook? Isn't that a helicopter? A Chinook? So
Chinook. Yeah, that's right.
It was fun. It was a fun week on the water. It was nice seeing you guys down there. I'm not going to come right in on top of you, but I'll try not to. So.
Oh, trust me, Leon tried to put a 17-footer and 18-footer in between 10 feet. He could say all the hell he wants to. There was no more than 10 or 12 feet in between me and Ron.
No, there was not.
He could say all
he wants. I was wondering, was he really thinking about it?
I don't know. He was damn near running over Rob's deep line. He was trying to tarpon fish. Chip. He throws a daggum spinner shark. Did you hear that spinner shark? It was 10 feet from hitting the side of your boat.
Yes, I did.
And it was about 150 pounds. Came totally out of the water and landed right next to Kevin's boat.
Yeah,
wham!
There was a lot of words.
Words.
Yeah, by my guys. Like, did you see that? I'm like,
Yeah, that, a big old spinner.
That's Chip. That's the one thing that unless you're the last boat, you really can't put a big rod down.
No,
because you're gonna kill somebody.
That's what my guy said. Well, look at all. I said, no, I'm not.
Right.
Either catch these, or we're gonna go somewhere else. We're gonna tarpon fish.
Right.
You make your plan.
Right.
You want to eat or go catch tarpon? I don't care which one you want to do because I got everything for it. But I cannot put a drift line out with all these boats sitting around here. No. It ain't gonna work.
No, this ain't Boca Grand Pass.
No.
This is all of us are friends. Because I mean, I don't know, but I hurt my little buddy last week. And I can't do it.
Whacked me in the face.
I whacked him right in the face with a loaded rod. When the line snapped.
I had a bad week. Broken ribs. Almost lost my front teeth.
Well, I almost got the trolling motor torn off the front of my boat.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was not fun. Well, no. I'm talking about when the fish got in it, Kevin.
Oh.
After you left. We, three pitches in a row, we hooked up. Every one of them went underneath the boat. Straight from back and under the boat. The third one got in the trolling motor and started jumping 15 yards from the boat, but he's attached to the trolling motor. So, of course, I see the rod jumping, so I shut the trolling motor off, and he won't come off. I mean, he's not breaking off. He just continues to go crazy and starts dragging us around. And finally came unbuttoned, and I was like, What the what? Because it had like 50 wraps around the prop, you know, but 50-pound braid and that FG knot with 80 pounds did not give up. It never quit. I mean, I checked the line and everything. All the line was fine. I was like, that was crazy. Absolutely crazy. So they got a lot of power, but it was fun to watch.
So last week, Chip, you know, we're talking about these. Man, you just got to be careful, you know. But
yeah.
So Dennis is on the front of the boat. We're on a pogie pod and hooks a big fish right next to the boat. Well, he's on the port side. The fish goes to the starboard side, and he doesn't get it around the trolling motor. Well,
dragging your eyes in the
sun. No, listen. So I'm like, get it over the trolling motor. And he's trying, right? Well, I go up there. They're like, I'm like, pull up the trolling motor. Doug's like, I can't. I go up there, and the braid was an inch and a half into the base of the trolling motor. It wasn't wrapped around the trolling. I'll take you out there and show it to you. It had cut because you couldn't get it around, but from that pressure, it was in the base.
Really?
And that braid wasn't giving up, Jack.
It was just rubbing it, cutting it like
but
a knife.
But you can't grab it to get it out.
No.
You know, because you're going to get your fingers or hands cut off, you know. So I'm like, I said, just hold on. I said, and so the fish finally gave just a tad bit of slack, and I took both of my hands and grabbed that braid and pushed it out of that base. It wasn't in the trolling motor. It had cut into the base.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a saw.
And we still caught the fish. That's how tough awesome. That crap is. I mean, you can't.
No, because, I mean, you should have worn through a hole. I mean, that braid you would thought would have got a friction all up the yin-yang out of that.
Uh-uh.
Wow.
And he was that still pulling line, and it was still cutting deeper.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you just think about all the stuff that we just talked about, Chip, with me and my ribs and getting popped in the mouth and you trolling motor. I mean, that, you know, whenever you tarpon fish, you got to be on your P's and Q's, man.
And the sad thing was I was, and I knew better. It was a little four-foot lemon, and I was guiding him over to Kevin. But the worst thing that you do is, like, you don't want a high stick, but I needed to not be level to him because he was yelling at Travis all day about doing that because Travis all day was swinging because we caught a bunch of sharks that day. And I should have been over his head more while he was leaned down, not trying to slide the fish to him.
So what happened? Hooks pulled?
Mm-hmm. He caught me right there.
Right there. Thank God it was at the
full
mustache.
Blown tarpon rod loaded up.
It's like,
Kevin, I think it's time for you to go into the safety zone of a tree stand.
I was done the rest of the day, too. I was felt so
my
bad.
My ribs are still hurting because I'm laughing right now. But you know, yes. Yeah, I need a well-deserved 2 weeks of do nothing but sit in a tree stand and heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's coming.
It, you know, seriously, Chip, the stuff with tarpon, man, again, this is a fish that jumps and is mean and is big and is powerful.
Dude, that 40-pounder yesterday hit me in the side of the
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Swear to God, I saw stars.
Yeah.
He goes, are you all right? Mark goes, are you all right? Are you all right? I said, just hold on a second. And I'm not lying to you. When I got home, I had that damn tarpon slime all stuck in my hair. It took me like 3 hair washes to get all that slime out of my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Or she chili walked me right there. Wham!
I mean, Chip,
just drove me to the deck.
You remember when we used to hand gaff them?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm. And drag those giant fish on the boat.
Wow.
What the hell were we thinking?
Yeah.
I just was trying to hold her just to get. It was his first one. I just wanted to get one scale. That's all I was trying to do was just get one scale.
You know, but the only thing I will tell you about that is that hand gaff with that little rope on you, it was so much easier to control a fish. You know, and I know we put a hole in the bottom lip and this, and I don't do it anymore. No. I haven't done it in, 15 years, Chip? I mean, since the last time you put a gaff on a tarpon.
But to drag him, revive him was really easy, too.
No. There was a lot of advantages to it.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot of advantages.
I know they make those big old Berkeley, like we have the little lip gripper stuffs or whatever, you know, that they make them in a longer version handle.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's $200. What happens if he pulls it out of my hands, you know? Takes it to the bottom with him and trying to revive him.
And I'm not so sure that you could, you know, because with that gaff, you could control them.
Mm-hmm. You could swing. Yeah. You can.
Yeah, and if they went to jump or something, you just kind of let go. Even though it was still on your wrist, you could still just kind of let go. And, I mean, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done it in years. And for the most part, Chip, now, I'll be very honest with you. Scott fished with me the other day. I don't fool with them.
Lean down, take a picture.
He leans down, pulls him up.
I lean down and there you go. You know, that hook's going to be done in a couple days anyway. Get the picture. That's what I tell him.
I'm going to take one wrap.
Yep.
Get ready with a camera.
Yep.
Take a picture.
There you go.
I've had my nose broken.
Oh, gloves are way important. We wear gloves.
No, Ricky, your gloves are you got to wear gloves. You have to wear gloves when you're messing with those big fish.
I didn't Monday, and I paid the price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that, and Chip, you again, fishing bait pods, you're catching a bunch of sharks. And I mean, you know, it's the one wrap, and with the, you know, with the, I mean, I don't ever try to get a hook back. I just cut them off.
Yeah.
But you still got to, you still got to have gloves on.
Yeah.
I think every crevice and every finger is cut.
Right here. Yeah.
I got two of them on that one where I always grab the fish, make a wrap like that, or like a redfish or whatever, make a wrap so I could grab them. And man, those still just, I mean, God dang, my fingers are sore.
Yeah.
That one hurts even worse. Look at how wide that one is.
It's great radio right there, Chip.
Look at that one right there. I got my nose broken twice by them.
Oh, it makes my ribs hurt.
By tarpon. So I don't like grabbing them either.
No.
They're wild. They go nuts, and it takes only 2 seconds, you know.
Well,
so.
And what a lot of other people don't understand is just like what happened to you yesterday, those 40, 50-pounders are way worse to handle than a 120.
They'll break your nose and like before you can even think about
They're just too spunky. Mm-hmm. A 120 is going to beat you up, but when she goes up there and rolls up, she's done.
Well, she's 65-pound braid, and you got a tarpon rod. I mean, 40-pounder.
Right.
You're right. You whoop his butt. He's done.
It's a 3 or 4 minute fight.
Every bit of it. He jumped twice.
Yeah, and she's that was it. And still
PO'd. Green as all get out.
Yeah. That's a great point. Yeah.
Because that's the problem.
You didn't catch them on a spinning reel.
No, that's a whole other thing if we catch them on a 4,000 series reel, not a 7 or 8,000 series.
Right.
With 65-pound braid.
Yep.
You know, and you don't know what it is, so you're telling your client, pull on him now, don't be a wuss, you know, get, you know, stay on him, you know. And all of a sudden he pops up, you go, ooh, probably should have told him that. Probably should have fought that one a little bit longer there.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
Lap! Damn, Scotty, all right? I'll be there in a minute. Just hold on.
All right, Chip, buddy. I won't see you this weekend, but hopefully I'll see your brother.
Yep, good luck out there chinook fishing, guys.
Chinook fishing, yep.
Chinooks. Chinooks.
All right, brother.
I guess they're salmons, too.
See ya.
Bye. Guys.
See ya.
641-1010, 641-1010. We got one more small segment to go, and I promise you, as soon as we come back, I just want to talk how people get in touch with you about going wahoo fishing this winter, because I think that nobody does that. Very few people.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back with the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
All right, we only got a few minutes to go here, and following us, Michael, correct me, but is the Miami. Who are they playing?
UAB.
Yep. So you got some big-time college football game on tonight. Real quick, Captain's Choice Tackle.
www.captainschoicetackle.com.
You don't have to do the www. Everybody knows that. Just say captainschoicetackle.com.
Okay, whatever.
Don't make me laugh, dude. That hurts. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I have brain damage from a tarpon hit.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Yeah, and now if Ricky, you are actually going to do Wahoo charters starting when? If somebody wanted to book you to go do, if you felt confident about catching a Wahoo, when would that be?
October.
October? Really?
November starts getting better, but October up to the north.
But you could sailfish then too in October.
Yeah.
120, 130 too.
Yeah. I like to split mine up bottom fishing. And if the wahoo bite's hot, we troll all day. If it's not, we stop and buy.
Right, and how do people get in touch with you?
www.
Shut up.
It's SecoCharters.com.
Seco.
Seco, yep. Seco.
SEACO?
That's right.
Seco, okay.
I don't even know if it's .com or I think it's .pro.
What the hell is .pro?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. I'm glad you know your own website.
It's a good thing we're charter captains.
I know.
Yeah.
But you got to tell everybody too. At the same token, it's a design specified fishing situation.
That's right.
If you're coming into town, folks, and you're leaving Friday, and I want to fish Thursday, Ricky, but you've been in town since Sunday, really rookie move on your part. You got to let the man know the day when you are coming into town, because it is 100% weather regulated.
Yes.
He is not going to go fish in 4 to 6.
Yeah.
No, much less you don't want to go fish in 4 to 6.
No, and high speed trolling's terrible.
You know,
when it's rough.
Yeah, and when it's rough, I mean, done it, been there, but I'm just saying. Anyhow, basically what I'm getting at is give the man a few days, because it's not like all of us that we're fishing all week long, like right now or whatever. You're open. I mean, you've got ways to work around it. So by getting in touch with you and starting on the Tuesday after they got here on Monday, that way it gives you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yep. We're looking for that weather window.
You've got to have the weather window, and it's only 2 or 3 days here or there.
Right. Yep. But by the way, it's Seco.pro.
Seco.pro.
Yeah, Seco.pro.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But
I got your website looks really good.
Thank you.
Yep. It looks great. Thanks, folks, if you want to do that or want to go bottom fishing, which the fall is
some keep in mind December closes grouper, so you only got three more months left.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
most bottom fishing shuts down federally
in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. He's probably not going to do much bottom fishing in December anyway.
Yeah, no, that Wahoo deals. I'm all about the Wahoo.
I know.
Are you fast trolling?
Yep, high speed.
High speed?
Yep. Most of the time.
Okay. You don't do much live baiting?
Yeah. Do some live bait and, you know, slow trolling with Ballyhoo. Yeah.
I want to go out there with big old blue runners and
just pull them.
Yeah, and pull them around. Yeah, I know we're getting ready to get out of here. Folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10, where we'll talk anything outdoors, fishing, hunting.
It's going to be a lot of hunting.
It's going to be a lot of hunting, yep, and I've got some really good stories from working in the woods on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Captain Scott.
Thank you.
Captain Ricky, great job as usual. Folks, y'all have a great evening. See ya.
See ya.